The 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and Joe.
And Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin.
It's our Latin flavor show. ¿Cómo está, Josie?
Muy bien. I don't know any.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Chalupa.
I quiero Taco Bell.
There you go. So, Joey.
Yes.
What's going on, brother?
We're recording.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been a week.
I know. It seems like 8 years.
It actually seems like a day to me.
Well, ugh. Yeah, because you're always editing. Joe spends many, many, many hours editing.
I did watch the Audacity to Podcast today on how to edit.
Oh.
So I'm learning shortcuts, actually. It's not how to edit. It's all the little shortcuts. And I guess I learned a few things. I don't know.
That's cool. And Joe and I are sitting here in the studio and the wind's picking up and it's going to storm.
It is October and it's like 70 degree, or 80 degrees out. And
it's so crazy.
The wind's blowing, but I mean, the storms are coming in. I can see on the window that it's starting to rain, but I'm not shutting these windows, man. It is so nice.
I woke up this morning at like 5:30. I was wide awake, got up, putzed around, went to the gym, walked out the house, and it was like being in Florida. It was so hot and steamy. I thought I was in Florida. I was like, oh, where's the beach? I need to go to Miami for some Latin flavor. So, Joe.
So, in the middle of December, let's go to...
We're going into February?
Yeah, that's right.
February. I forgot about that.
Podfest?
Podfest, I think it's called.
It's not for... This it's actually so we can learn how to do a podcast.
Yeah, it's a better one for you guys. So you can hear us in
podcast convention.
Yes, so we'll bring some really cool things.
We're gonna be guests. We're gonna be guests. We're gonna buy our tickets.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put your podcast to the test.
So I know we were talking about it a little while ago, but why don't you tell the listeners about the weird stuff ramping up at your house?
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys know I always share with you that I have strange and unusual things happening in my house. Full body apparitions, knocks, bangs, whistles. So I'm sitting there last night and I'm watching Ghost Adventures, you know, because that's what you do on a Saturday night. And I was sitting on the love seat and I had all the lights off in the house except for my salt lamp in the bedroom, which you can't see, you know, when you're sitting in the living room, and then the light on in the living room, and this shadow went across the wall in the dining room.
Okay.
And there was no cars coming down the street, and it was completely dark out. It was just very, very odd. And then I had this huge bang.
Yeah.
Under where my sofa is. So like if you're, you know, in my house, underneath the sofa in the basement is this old fruit cellar. And it was the weirdest noise. It was like, it was a really loud bang. It had kind of a metal tin type sound to it. I don't know. It was just weird. And then I didn't go down there and check because I was scared. I was afraid the clowns.
Because chupacabra might be down there.
Yes, I didn't want to get eaten by a chupacabra.
I had a weird bang in my, it's weird. My window,
chupacabra.
I don't know if it's in the bedroom or in the art gallery that they have in between the bedroom and the studio.
Yeah.
The giant art gallery that's, what, 4 foot by 6 foot?
Yeah, you can reach your arms across the top to both walls.
I don't know what that was. When this was, you know, they added on, the part that we're in now is added on. I don't know if that was a bedroom or what.
I don't know.
It's so weird. But
a closet, maybe?
Anywho, I was laying in bed last night trying to get to sleep. And the window just, like, somebody smacked the window. I don't know if it was a chupacabra looking in.
It was a Bigfoot. He was trying to give you a high five through the window.
But I turned and I'm like, really? I yelled out loud, really? I'm trying.
I've done that too. I'm like, shut up. Because I have this TV in my bedroom and it constantly makes noise. You turn it off and it goes bang, bang, Thing. And it's not like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, it's cooling down and the plastic is maybe, you know, settling. Or it happens like 20 minutes after you turn it off. And I don't know.
And it's an LED one. It's not, well, it's a flat screen, right?
Here's the thing. Yeah, it's a flat screen.
Yeah, so it doesn't warm
up. But it was in the house, the bedroom of one of my friend's husband who had died in the house. That was his TV.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe that's one of the people that are in your house, one of the many.
I don't know. But here's a funny story. Right after he had passed away, right in front of her. It was really, really tragic and sad. She went to work and she came home and she's a knitter and she keeps all her yarn in, you know, in her craft room. She came home and the yarn was strewn all over the house.
Really?
And she lives alone and she has no pets.
That is freaky deaky.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people, I mean, mostly every of you guys that are listening to the show believe in ghosts and that, but there's a lot of people that don't. And it's like, you see stuff like that.
How do you explain that?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like maybe it got caught on her hem or on her shoe and she just strung, you know, just, you know, it might have followed her to the door.
I would do that. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'll tell you something after this. But it was all over the place.
Yeah.
So it had to have been duck.
You know, poltergeist stuff.
Yeah.
That's when you...
Because he was a jokester.
No, but poltergeist activity, you know, and I don't think that all poltergeist activity is negative.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's just I think it's just a term, you know, for activity that, if you remember, Harold told us that story about that house in Toledo here where he heard banging. They walked out of the room. They heard a bang. They turned around, walked back in. Remember the couch was in the middle of the living room, upright with the TV on top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the stuff happens. I've never seen it, but the stuff happens. Or I don't know if I have, you know, because we've been at places where we walk back in rooms and things are different and we think, oh, somebody moved it. So I don't know.
Yeah, because sometimes you just don't pay attention. Yeah. That's why we have to take photographic evidence. Mm-hmm. We have to take video when we go into these places so we can review it and see if there's anything in there. Because, oh, this is funny. One time I went to Mom and Dad's house. I go in the bathroom and do my business. I come out. I walk all the way into the living room from the bathroom. They had the toilet paper stuck in the back.
Oh, jeez.
So it's a long string of toilet paper all the way through my mom and dad's house. They laughed so hard. I was so embarrassed. Oh, my God. It was so funny. That was not paranormal, but no, it was hilarious.
That's abnormal.
Abnormal, yeah.
So anyhow.
Oh, yeah. So stay tuned. Joe and I have a little announcement.
At the end of the show, we got an announcement.
We have a really cool announcement. Yeah. So make sure you listen at the end of the show.
We're going to be so excited. So excited.
All right. So, anyhow, Joe.
Yes.
Since we had some Latin music.
Yes.
Some.
The title of the show is our favorite word.
It is our favorite word.
And you guys heard us say
besides
it.
Besides snacks.
Billions of times. Chupacabra.
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 So, Joe and I, we're just so fascinated with chupacabra.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I mean,
so
Bigfoot and rods are more exciting.
I know, but chupacabra is just so much fun to say. Yeah. It rolls off the tongue.
Like I wonder if Bigfoot says chupacabra like that.
No, he says chalupacabra.
Chalupacabra.
He goes to Taco Bell and says, chupacabra. So, chupacabra is a mythical being that has been seen for, what, probably a couple hundred years now.
Yeah. There's
legends probably go back a little farther than that.
A long way.
So chupacabra, the actual word, is Spanish for goat sucker.
Yes.
Gonna get you, sucker.
Goat sucker.
The creature's name derives from stories in Latin America. That's hence we have some Latin music today, which I was kind of digging. It derives from stories in Latin America of several dead goats with puncture wounds in its necks and all the blood drained from their bodies.
Completely drained.
Yeah. Which is strange because when I was doing my research, it said that if a canine attack isn't vampiric in nature like that.
No, they rip the body apart and then they'll drag the carcass off or whatever. And it's interesting too is when these animals are completely sucked of their blood, that's kind of reminds me of like the cattle mutilations and horse mutilation. It's the same thing, but with that it's a little different because they actually take body parts and stuff. But we'll talk about that on a later show. Yeah, but yeah, most experts have believed that chupacabra can be a coyote with mange, you know, and which is, if you guys don't know, it's a skin disease that can cause their hair to fall out and their skin to shrivel. But gross. Yeah, it's so, a lot of people just say, and it's like that with everything else, you know, they always have the expert in quotations come in and say, this is what it is, you know, but nobody knows.
Well, you know, this mange thing, like in humans, is called scabies.
Scabies.
I don't, never had it, thank God. But it's like annoying to us, but it can be fatal in like animals.
Yeah.
So it's kind of gross.
Yeah, because, and it's because their hair falls out and they can't be protected or whatever. I don't know. But plus it's a regular, it's a disease, you know?
Yeah, it's gross.
I mean, like the chupacabra has been described as resembling a rodent or reptile. So you have, you know, a couple different things, you know, with gray skin and like a disgusting odor.
Oh, yeah, like ratty flesh or something.
Ratting flesh. And like, ugh. We've seen a lot of videos of them. And basically how to describe it is you have a body of like a small dog. You've got the feet have giant claws.
Yep.
And I can't remember what animal that would, maybe like a possum, maybe?
Maybe, or, yeah.
And then it's got like the head of a horse.
Very
and then
strange.
The big ears look like a deer.
And then one picture or video that I saw had a very long, skinny tail. Like a long tail. Okay. Like, you know, a dog's tail is probably, what, 6-7 inches? This was like long. I'm like, it was so just bizarre.
You can go up on YouTube and all that. But the one video on YouTube actually shows a couple that have captured one.
Oh, the hospital people?
I don't know. But no, it's in a cage.
Yeah, that's
And the, you can see the big claws. And it's literally biting the cage. And it's like breaking the cage open.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because I saw a report there was some people at a hospital. And it was old footage. It must have been in like early 90s because the footage was really old. And they put some Chinese food out, and this thing came and got the Chinese food, and they put it in, you know, captured it in one of those little wire cages and took some video of it, but then they let it go.
Oh, well, that's
they released it.
Well, it's an animal that, you know, wants to be free and wild.
But, you know, you would think, okay, you call like...
squirrel.
There's squirrels watching us tape the show. He's just hanging out.
I'm sorry. I just
He got distracted. He thought it was a chupacabra.
But to go down a rabbit hole, a squirrel hole. Yesterday, I had all the doors and windows open again, and I look out in my backyard, and there's like a squirrel, and I go to the side door with some Chex Mix for it.
Oh, that's healthy.
And it runs right up to my feet and looks up at me. So I dropped some, you know, Chex Mix down. I didn't want to hand it to him because I've never dealt with this squirrel before. But I dropped Chex Mix down. It looks down, sniffs them, looks back up at me like, what? You would expect me to? And then I turned around and it started following me in the house. I had to shoo it out of the house.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
So, anyhow, that's my squirrel story for the day.
Just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. People, you have to go back and listen to our one show where we talked about the squirrels.
I don't even remember what show that
was. I don't either, but it was hilarious. Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Okay. Back to chupacabra. Okay. Not candelabra. Chupacabra. Okay. So, most of the legends started in some of the Latin American countries, Puerto Rico being one.
Yeah.
And there's been, you know, there's been sightings in Russia, here in the United States, in Florida, Texas, California, more in the, you know, southern regions.
They did have a sighting in Maine.
Ooh.
So, who knows?
It's traveling.
Yeah.
So, the Puerto Rican conspiracy theorists have claimed that the government is covering up the truth of the chupacabra in order to keep people from panicking about it.
Yeah. But so many people already know about it.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the internet. Yeah. It's not like it's, but interesting, you know, with the hurricanes and Puerto Rico being so decimated, you know, what happens to the animals when something like this happens? Do they just ramp up their activity because they're just trying to find as much, you know, food as everybody else?
Yeah.
You know, like if this thing does have mange or whatever and it's drinking water and then people are drinking, you know.
Or killing the animals to eat them.
Ugh.
But, you know, author Benjamin Radford. Okay. I know I wrote this down. No, believes that it's a direct correlation between the chupacabra and the creature in the film of Species. Hmm. An article in the Puerto Rican newspaper provides a sketch and description of an alien-like animal in an eyewitness report from Madeline...
her last name, we can't pronounce it.
From Madeline... later admitted to Redford that she had, in fact, seen the film Species. So it just goes back to where some people see what one thing and think it's another. But so many sightings.
When you see something unexplained, you have to compare it to something else because you've never seen anything like that. And I was watching this one video of this guy on a golf course, and the thing was like jumping around and playing like, you know, like a puppy would, but it was, you know, it looked like it was full grown, whatever it was. And it wasn't afraid of him. He kept going, and like clapping his hands, trying to get it to go away. And it would just totally ignoring him, just like out there, like riding around. And then do you remember there was a video of a police officer's dash cam that caught one of those?
Yeah, running down the street. Yeah. And it turns, you could see the giant snout, the big head and everything.
Yeah, it was weird. Definitely different. So that author guy, he also believes that the internet had a lot to do with it. So what do you think about that?
It's a big thing. You know, it's just like anything else. The internet allows people to see things, and then it explodes, and then you get your conspiracy theorists, and you get the people that make up stories.
True.
You never know. I mean, it could be. But that's the problem with, like, YouTube and that. It's like, you never know if it's real or it's fake. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody says it's real.
Yeah, it's interesting because those videos that I watched, it didn't seem like it was CGI or anything. I mean, there were several different ones, and all the creatures looked the same.
Yeah.
So the dead one I saw looked exactly like the one that was playing in the golf course. The one that was running down the street in Texas or wherever that was with that dash cam video, that looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you think like maybe somebody is like breeding weird species and they just turned them loose or something?
You never know.
Oh my God, that'd be crazy.
Got tired of them, so they drove them down into the woods and dropped them off.
Now, experts find that it'd be impossible for the chupacabra to exist because there would need to be at least a few hundred to keep the species alive. But, you know, there's extinct animals that, you know, there's only maybe a couple dozen left. Yeah. They're still here.
Like the coelacanth.
Yeah.
The coelacanth is a fish that has legs and has been known to be extinct or believed to be extinct for millions of years. And they found one. They're bright blue, by the way, which is really odd.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then like the Tasmanian tiger, which is now extinct, but it wasn't up until the 30s.
Yeah.
I think the last one died in the 30s.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I was talking to one of my friends, and he was telling me, it was a date, by the way. He was telling me that there was a species of ape recently found that we didn't know about.
Oh.
Or chimpanzees, maybe? I can't remember.
You never know what's out there. I mean, people believe that we found everything, but you haven't. You haven't.
Chupacabra. All right. So witnesses have claimed that chupacabra's eyes can hypnotize and paralyze their prey so they can suck the animal's blood at their leisure. I did see. Okay. This isn't chupacabra related, but it was really freaky. I saw a video when I was doing my research of a bat attacking a man. It literally flew into his neck and bit his neck.
No way.
Yes. And the guy was like, they were camping. He was out playing a guitar and the bat bit his neck. He pulled it off shook it off. It went onto a tree. It came back. He shot it with a BB gun and he had to take it in. It had rabies. He had to get a series of rabies shot.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that like freak you out? Because I thought bats were just like, hey, I'm just going to
sit on my back deck and watch the bats.
Yeah.
I sit there and watch them fly over, and I make bat houses too, by the way.
Yeah, if you want them, they're for sale.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a little story about a chupacabra. Okay, a town in western Texas blamed the chupacabra for deaths of 30 chickens that were allegedly found with two puncture wounds and not a single drop of blood left in their bodies. Scientists say that the blood probably just coagulated after they died, creating the appearance that there was no blood that was spilled, but
they would see it. I'm telling you.
Something. I mean, if it's a chicken, you're going to see it on feathers.
That's right. So since many coyotes are most likely to blame for the chupacabra sightings, experts believe that because the mange is quite debilitating, the coyotes cannot hunt for their normal prey, and therefore they attack livestock. But once again, we go back to the same thing, is a coyote is a dog. They don't attack something, kill it, suck its blood. They rip it apart.
They eat the flesh.
They eat the flesh.
Meat.
Yeah.
But, you know, can a coyote even bring down a big
goat or livestock?
Yeah.
They can. I mean, but then again, see.
Because they're single hunters, aren't they? They're not pack hunters.
I don't know.
But, I don't think so, because they're usually pretty lone. Yeah.
But they're, again, these sightings and these accounts of the chupacabra are quick, silent. You know, they do hear some noises and that, but it's quick. And a coyote in that is a loud, I mean, they're ripping apart, they're attacking. Yeah. It's not just like a quick snarling. Kill. And they don't suck all the blood out. They eat the flesh.
Now, there's other reports that, you know, we keep going back to the, like, coyote, but I've seen other reports and stories that it's more amphibian-like, like with big, like, spines on the back and, like, more of a scaly-type skin.
Mm-hmm. There's been reports of them having the actual spine sticking out. Now, back in the 1800s, there were some accounts of them that turned out to be porcupine.
Oh.
Okay, there's a type of porcupine that the quills, I think, are actually bigger on their backs.
Okay.
So it gives that appearance of that. But the porcupine doesn't have the giant head. They don't have the big ears, the long tail.
That's so weird. I don't know. The, you know, some believe that the chupacabra could simply be vampire bats, which thrive in warm climates of South America. Mm-hmm. You know, some, I don't know, though, would like...
Vampire bat's not going to kill a goat.
I thought they only ate, like, fruit and...
Well, no, there are bats. The vampire bat does eat blood, but what it does is it actually punches a hole in a body, not on the neck, or but it punches a hole and just licks the blood.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't kill the whole animal. It doesn't suck all the blood out of the animal.
Well, yeah, I mean, bats aren't that big, so it's not like it's going to be able to... suck 25 liters of blood out of
and it's not like a bat
moo cow.
Bats are not, I don't know what the term is, but when a bat kills some, or I can't say kill because they don't really kill the animal, they just cut them. And okay, so let's say one does that, you don't have 100 of them attacking this animal, and sucking all its blood out.
Interesting.
So yeah,
chupacabra. God, it's so fun to say. Holy crap. You know, there are other wild animals that they have that skin condition. And there's other conditions other than mange that make them lose their... Have you ever seen a bear with no hair? I think we've had this discussion.
I think you sent me that picture, but...
They are the weirdest looking thing. People go Google a bear with no hair after our show.
Yeah.
After listening to our show. This is the weirdest looking thing you ever seen.
Yeah.
So bizarre. I could see that being a mistake for a chupacabra, but these bears have distinct paws. You know, they have big... Are you looking at a picture of one right now?
You are right. This actually does look like a lot of the chupacabra sightings.
Yeah, because the dark...
The bodies are way too big.
And the paws, you know, they have like five claws, where the chupacabra just have like one or two, like weird looking claws.
That is weird.
It's so freaky. A bear with no hair.
Yeah, guys, look it up.
It's so weird. But
it's just, it's such an interesting thing, because it's just like any of the other cryptids that we talk about, is there's so many sightings and all that, but nobody can actually come to a definite answer of what these are.
Yeah. Interesting, too, because now there's other reports in Russia.
Yeah.
Other parts of the world where, you know, obviously, if it is a single species, like a canine or a whatever it is, if it's around the world, why haven't we
found them? Why haven't we seen them? Why don't we have dead animals? But, you know, it's the same thing as when you start thinking about Bigfoot, is I always say, show me some real evidence.
Yeah.
You never see definite evidence. But now that we're doing the show, we're digging into the stuff and we are finding real evidence. And we are. It's just that you don't see it out in the mainstream media or nothing.
Do you think that the government or the media tries to control that so people don't panic or they just
I don't know, so focused on other
self-serving things.
Do you think that if somebody said that there is another species called a chupacabra that it would actually cause a panic? I don't think it would.
Panic!
Yeah, panic of chupacabra! They come and suck your blood. Don't buy goats because they're going to come and suck
your blood. Baby goats in pajamas. That's another thing people you have to Google.
Oh, no.
Baby goats
no,
in pajamas.
No, no.
Do it, Joe. No. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Well, speaking about doing it, doing it, doing it.
Yeah.
But we want to talk a little bit about a show that's coming up.
All right.
And I know you guys love hearing about our shows that we're going to. We talk about all the time. But
you have to come and see us.
This is a cool one. It is the Mid-Michigan Paracon. And it's coming up in a couple of weeks, folks. So if you're in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, you've got to come to this show.
You can come from anywhere. They could get on a plane, on a train, on a boat,
yes,
on a bike, on a skateboard.
If you're in Arizona and you want to come or you're going to come to this show, get on your bicycle.
Yeah.
Start riding because it's going to take you.
Be like Forrest Gump and just run across America.
Yeah. I'm on my way to Michigan or Mid-Michigan Paracon.
Yeah.
So it's in Flint, Michigan at the Holiday Inn, the Grand Ballroom, Jen.
Ooh.
Maybe I should wear my ballroom dress.
You could do some Latin dancing, Joe.
Yes.
Some cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
And some samba.
Chupacabra cha-cha.
You could teach everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
So that is at 5363 Gateway Center in Flint, Michigan. And basically, it's easy to find, folks. If you take 75 or you take 23 to get there, where 75 and 23 come together, stop.
Yep.
And get off. And yep, once you get off, you're there.
So there's going to be three halls of hair-raising fun, it says. There'll be Magical Marketplace, Psychic Fair, Haunted Halls, and Ghost Tours.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's kind of exciting. And of course, 222 Paranormal Podcast.
222 Paranormal Podcast.
We'll be there with our new t-shirts.
Yes.
Our dowsing rods, which you have to buy to use for ghost hunting because they're so much fun.
Yeah.
What else we have? I have some really cool earrings that I made. They're like little haunted houses. There's little cats. Oh, what else did I make? Ghost ones. Day of the Dead. Dia de Muertes, since we're in the Latin.
Yeah.
This is our Latin flavor show. We should be having chips and salsa, Joe.
I know. Where
is our Mexican food?
Actually, this is the first time that we've recorded without eating Mexican before.
Joe and I have this restaurant that's right by his house, and we love it. It's so good. They have the best chips and salsa ever. And we normally go there and pig out before we tape, and then our stomachs growl.
But anyhow,
anyways,
folks,
sorry,
this is an awesome event. I mean, we've gone to a lot of events this year, and when we found out about this one, we were like, we got to be there.
Yeah.
We got to be there. So we're going. We're going to have speakers, vendors, authors, presenters.
Presenters.
I can't even read my own
writing.
You're
just hungry. You need some chupacabra.
Yeah.
I mean, some chupalupas.
But if you need healing, they're going to have healers there.
Ooh.
And different experts that are going to be talking.
Come and get a reading. But just mostly come to our booth.
Yes, come out and hang.
We got the coolest t-shirts, guys. We have cool t-shirts. One, say, if you're into Bigfoot, tell them what it says, Joe.
Seriously squatchy.
Squatchy.
Seriously squatty. Not squatty. Squatchy.
Joe will be squatting the whole time.
Yes. Wearing my squatting shirt.
Nice.
And then,
we'll spot you, bro.
My favorite one is I Speak EVP.
I love it. It's so good.
We've got those two t-shirts. And we also have some for ladies.
Yeah, we have some really nice V-neck ones that say 222 Paranormal Podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to come out and get them.
So, yeah.
And copy of my book.
Copy your book.
Selling my vampire scary novel.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to read it.
Hot. 50 Shades Grey hot. Just saying.
Okay.
Ladies.
So a few of the speakers that are going to be at Mid-Michigan Paracon is going to be Mary DeLotte. Mary is honored to be the guardian of two ancient crystal skulls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope she's going to have them there because I want to see them.
Oh my gosh. I saw that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we saw like, I don't know if it was In Search Of or something.
Probably.
Where they did like,
the crystal skulls.
Wow. Cool. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But she's a crystal skull guardian, a healer, and a wellness practitioner.
Yee, so that is so cool.
She, I'm I'm so psyched about all these speakers.
Yeah, it says here, just I'm reading her bio. It says others who have touched the skulls have had a range of experiences, including receiving instantaneous healing, information, visions of other worlds, hearing unusual sounds, and receiving expanded intuitive abilities.
Yeah.
I have to touch these. I need some healing I need my abilities to grow. Yeah. That would be cool, Joel. We have to do it. Oh my God.
Touch the skull, Jen. Touch the skull.
Well, I wouldn't touch the brain at Oddmall, but I might touch the crystal skull. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Exie Smith, who has been at many of our conventions. She's such a nice lady and she's such a good psychic. She's written a couple of books about her. One's called My Paranormal Life, which I read. That was good. And then she has a second book, When the Dead Come Calling. I haven't finished that one yet.
Okay.
But I kind of scanned through it. Yeah. But she's had like many experiences. She does readings. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to get a reading, she's a really nice lady.
When she was
lady.
Here a couple weeks ago, she was at Paranormal Toledo 2, and Dana actually got a reading from her. She said it was awesome.
That's amazing. Who else is going to be there, Joe?
There's going to be a group there called the Northern Michigan Spirit Seekers. They will speak about very haunted...
I was doing some background noise for you. Anchor in.
That's right over here. Oh, the haunted...
That one's probably haunted, too. Yeah.
They're going to be talking about the very haunted Anchor Inn. One of Michigan's most haunted places.
Ooh,
that's going to be a fun story. It's in Houghton Lake, Michigan.
Ooh, never been there.
Haven't you? I've been there a few times.
It sounds familiar.
Been snowmobiling there.
Oh, and then these people we saw at Michigan Paracon, in Sault Ste. Marie, Deb and RJ DeRose.
They are awesome.
They're so authors funny. And healers, and they do paranormal researching, healing, spiritual teaching. They have a radio talk show on Mystical Awakenings Network.
Yep.
They do numerology. They're really, really neat people. RJ walked by, and he has really long, long, long white beard. I thought he was in ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And really long white hair, and I was like, I just want to brush his hair.
They're coming together to spread the love and now assist in world awakening.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they are so cool.
Yeah,
when we were at Michigan Paracon, the other Michigan Paracon, not mid-Michigan Paracon, but the other Michigan Paracon, every time they went past our booth, they yelled at us and stuff.
Now, RJ, it's interesting. He's a graduate of University of Michigan.
Okay.
Numerologist, spiritual counselor, ordained minister, clairvoyant, radio personality, author, public lecturer, paranormal researcher, and a Reiki master. We got to dig more into Reiki. We got to figure out what this is and
it's
have it
non-touch
done.
Non-touch healing, but
okay,
maybe that's what I need.
Yeah, well, it can't hurt to try it.
Which, by the way,
rabbit
hole. I'm setting up another float tank session.
Oh, cool.
So I'm
here in town? Or?
I'm buying you one so you can float.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to go back to the one in Ann Arbor because it's the different style. It's not the pod style.
Oh, okay.
I think you'll freak out if they put you in an egg.
I'd have a heart attack if I got confined. I can't stand to be confined. No.
Daniel Mechen is going to be there. Daniel has worked in the paranormal field for 11 years and the founder of the Michigan Area Paranormal Investigative Team.
All right.
That's a mouthful.
Where's he out of?
Based out of Traverse City, Michigan. But Daniel is a paranormal investigator, founder of the Michigan Area Paranormal Investigation Team.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have to talk to him about some EVPs. I think he was on a couple of the shows.
Yeah.
It looks like he might have been on some of them ghosty shows
ghosty
that we
shows
like to watch.
And the Mystical Awakening Radio Network.
Oh, cool. All right. Here's another lady, Rebecca Schmuck. Schmuck?
Okay.
I don't know how you say that. I'm sorry, Rebecca, if I mispronounce that.
I think it's Schmuck.
Okay. She's going to speak about the history of the Ouija board, which she uses in readings, and about the role of empathic medium plays in the paranormal investigations. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Empath, you know.
She's part of the Motor City Medium Network.
Ooh, go girl.
Tim Woolworth is going to be there.
Ah, who's that?
We've met Tim before.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah.
I can't picture his face, though, but I'll have to Google him, but I'm sure we met him.
He's one of the world's foremost ghost box users.
Ooh.
He's been on NBC, he's been on NPR, he's been on NBC Detroit.
Nice.
and the television show CNY Spirits, which I have not seen. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, we'll have to Google that.
He regularly gives public ghost box talks and sessions at conferences.
How does that differ from like our SB7? Is it just a different
type?
It's
a different version.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Different version.
I see. And then this other guy who's going to be there is interesting.
This other guy?
Yeah. Brian Danhausen.
Oh, yeah.
He's an artist, an author, radio host, and a paranormal investigator. Mm-hmm. Lives in Michigan. And he's been dealing with paranormal most of his life. He contributed in a book called Haunted Prisons, Krampus, The Unholy King, yeah. Krampus. Uh-huh. We had a show on that. You guys got to listen to that one. That was our Halloween special last.
Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas is Krampus.
Oh, Krampus, Christmas, uh-huh. Whatever. Yeah, well, Brian, did a Christmas.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Brian is also the founder of the paranormal team Into the Afterlife Paranormal with his wife for several years. He also is a medium. He has had several encounters with the dead, and he has written about and sketched about them in most of his books.
Okay.
So, and his books, he'll definitely have his books available at the Mid-Michigan Paracon.
All right, yeah. He's also a host and creator of a podcast called The Paranormal Pop.
Paranormal Pop?
Cool.
I'll have to listen to that. I don't think I've listened to it.
I have not. But anyways.
So, yeah, you guys definitely have to come out to this convention. It is so cool. It's in an amazing building. Last time I was up that way, I drove past and I actually went in the building and walked around. And they have rooms available, but you guys got to book up the rooms now because it's only in a few weeks. And last time I checked, they are filling up fast.
Yeah, definitely got to get it in there. Mm-hmm. So Joe and I, we have something special we want to share with you guys.
Yeah, speaking about the Mid-Michigan Paracon, which you guys have to go to because there's another reason why you guys have to go. Because
we'll be there.
We'll be there. And we're going to do something a little different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got together all the stuff that we have. Jen's book, mm-hmm. your earrings,
yeah.
the complete sticker set, and our t-shirts. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to have a giveaway.
Yay.
We're going to give away like a packet, a 222 paranormal packet.
Big old basket full yeah. of goods. Yes. Yeah, so Joe and I are putting together this really cool prize, and we want you guys to come out and be part of the giveaway. So stay tuned to our Facebook page because we're going to post how you're going to win this.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely check it out. It's going to be a big, huge basket of goodies for you guys.
222 paranormal packet.
Yeah. So, you know, make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page because we're going to post how you're going to be able to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give it away live at the show.
Yeah, we're going to do a live video at the show. You do not have to be there to win this.
No, no.
But we would love it if you were because we could actually give it to all the stuff right there and take pictures.
Yes. So
we need pictures.
Stay tuned for more details, but you know, make sure you go to our website and our Facebook page, and we'll probably tweet about it a little bit too.
You guys need to come out to this show. It is going to be so cool. We are so geeked about it, as we are all our shows.
Amazing.
But all right, another thing we're going to do at Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention.
There we go.
We've been saying Paracon, but either way, I think it's the same thing. But on November 5th in Flint, Michigan, you guys have to come out.
Yes.
Because we're doing a raffle. Okay. Do you guys have a K2 meter yet? Do you have a K2 meter? We are giving away an EMF meter.
Yay.
Okay.
So excited.
Yeah.
How can they get one, Joe?
They gots to come to our booth.
Yes.
Buy a raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
We're selling them for $1 a piece or 15 for 10.
Okay. That's a good deal.
This is cool. I'm holding it in my hand right now. It's still packaged. I'm not going to take it out of the package.
No.
But this is a cool EMF meter.
Brand new meter. Yeah.
EMF meter.
It's your chance to win one. Because, you know, we go to a lot of these conventions and you don't see people raffling off ghost hunting equipment or very rarely selling ghost hunting equipment. So it's your chance to get
Your chance to get it for $1.
$1 will make you holler.
$10 for 15 tickets. But that one we're definitely giving away at the show.
You have to come and
buy a ticket at the show. Come to our booth, praise me, tell me how great I am.
Yes.
Buy tons of tickets. Even if you don't win, you know that the money is going to a good charity.
That's right. It's a good cause. So definitely, you know, make sure you come out and see. It's a November 5th.
November 5th.
It's a Flint, Sunday.
Michigan. Sunday, November 5th.
Does it say what time it opens?
I don't know.
Well, you can always go on their website. And, yeah, you know, we posted on our Facebook page. Yeah,
and we'll be talking about it on the next couple of shows because it is November 5th.
Yeah.
In Flint, Michigan. The address again. You ready? You got a pen? Got a pen?
Yep.
Okay. It's 5353 Gateway Center, Flint, Michigan, 48507.
Yep. So MapQuest that.
Yep.
From map, wherever you're coming.
Map it out. Like I said, if you get lost, just stay on 75 or 23. And when they come together, stop and get off the expressway.
Just look for the Holiday Inn sign.
Yeah. And it's a big building, too. It's above all the trees. So you can, well, I'll miss it, but you know.
Well, if I was driving, we'd end up in Florida or something because they have the worst sense of directions ever.
So please, please, please come out and see us. Yes. Mid-Michigan Paracon.
We want to meet you guys. We want to hear your ghost stories too.
Get on our show. We are willing to record your voice on our show.
I know everybody out here has some really good, you know, paranormal stories for us. Anyways, make sure you check us out on Facebook. On Twitter, at 222paranormal.
Yes, and look on Facebook for the announcement of this. I'm doing it today, so it'll be on Facebook when you hear this show.
Yep, definitely.
Of this our giveaway.
Yep, and go to our website if you want to shop for some ghost hunting equipment. And go to, where else are we, Joe? We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And share our page with everybody so
please,
they can listen to our show too. All right. Thanks, everybody. All bye, Joe. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Chupacabra, chupa, chupacabra. Oh, not carabas. Chupacabra.
Yeah.